Hello. This is one of my musings. It's called That's Okay or Acceptance. One of the lessons I learned through my Gupta practice is to accept. Before I conked out with my amygdala insula loopability, I used to battle on against anything and everything which threatened or seemed to threaten. I felt I was the defender of my family and friends. I got stuck in fight, flight, and freeze mode. This led to 10 years of being unable to work, more or less housebound and often bedbound. I battled on to exist and provide myself and my dog with essentials, and I was stuck in the loop. Then I found Ashok's program. I learned to accept what I couldn't change without battling on. I learned to pace myself and discovered that I could do things I had to do if I did them in tiny bits, resting between the bits, going slow-mo and mindfully. I accepted that my disappearing into my room was better for me and any visitors than if I underpaced and went into PEM, which is post-exertional malaise. At that time, I couldn't tell if I had flu or not, because I felt as though I had it all the time I was in the loop. So I accepted that was how I felt and ignored it. I stopped using treatments for it. Gradually, the things I could do, and also the things I could tolerate, expanded. Energy was increasing, smells were slowly stopping being a problem, my food sensitivities stopped increasing. Life became more manageable. I became fully well. Then, after a couple of years of being really well, I caught a bug, a virus. Temperature, fatigue, etc. I accepted the symptoms, since they weren't too bad, went to bed and slept it off, drinking extra water, eating when I could, but mostly sleeping. I allowed my body to do its thing and fight off the bug. I got better quicker than friends who had had the same bug. And for me, it didn't return, whereas it had done for most of them. If my symptoms had got worse, obviously I would have consulted a doctor, but they didn't. Similarly, when life throws challenges, like bereavements or global or local events, I accept what I cannot change. And do my best to ameliorate any other effects as far as I can. Then allow my system to relax. I do my best and leave the rest so I don't spend my waking time worrying about it all. And that's from me, Margaret Corrie, one of the Gupta graduates.